From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. Saudi Arabia and much of the Muslim world is in shock today. Officials in Mecca are investigating the collapse of a construction crane at the Grand Mosque in the Holy City, killing at least 107 people and injuring more than 230 others. The incident occurred as Muslims gather from around the world for the annual Hajj pilgrimage set to begin later this month in Mecca. Saudi officials go to great lengths to prepare for the 2 million pilgrimages which annually converge on Mecca. Hungary's Prime Minister Viktor Orban is calling for a massive European aid package to Syria's neighbors to help curb the flow of migrants into the European Union. Mr. Orban said Syrian refugees already had a safe place to stay in refugee camps in countries surrounding Syria and maintained those coming to Europe are not, in fact, seeking safety, but more economic refuge. Meantime, Peter Bukert of the Human Rights Watch says the refugees are struggling as they attempt to resettle from Syria in Europe.
They spend about 36 hours in these very crowded camps. There's not enough beds, and many of them are getting sick now that the temperatures are dropping. And also from the stress of just not knowing what is going to happen to them.
HRW Executive Director Kenneth Roth told VOA the current refugee crisis is not a crisis in terms of numbers, but it is a political crisis, he says, because of Islamophobia and political considerations. Russia's expanded military support for the Assad government in Damascus is causing concern in the U.S., but Moscow says it hopes to avoid unintended incidents in Syria by coordinating with the U.S. U.S. officials say they're concerned Russia might attack Western-backed insurgent groups in armed conflict with the Syrian military, and that in turn could risk confrontation. This is VOA News. The U.S. State Department is warning citizens in the African nation of Chad to leave that country and urging Americans against travel in the area. The State Department says there are no specific threats against U.S. citizens in Chad, but knows there are violent extremist organizations in the region, such as Boko Haram and Al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb, that are intent on harming Westerners and Western interests and are able to cross the borders easily. Here in Washington, the U.S. House of Representatives Friday voted to reject the international deal with Iran to curb its nuclear weapons. Since the Senate held a decisive vote blocking disapproval on Thursday, the House vote is largely symbolic. House Speaker John Boehner.
So our fight to stop this bad deal, frankly, is just beginning. We will not let the American people down.
The House of Representatives vote is intended to send a message to President Obama and his administration, who have pushed hard for the deal in negotiations over the past 18 months. A cooking glass cylinder today exploded in a crowded restaurant in the central Indian city of Madhya Pradesh, killing at least 82 people and injuring many others. Rescue workers and volunteers are still combing through the debris looking for survivors. Authorities say the death toll can be expected to rise. Meantime, India and Pakistan are said to have agreed to devise new mechanisms for ending ceasefire violations in the disputed Kashmir region, preventing civilian casualties and reducing border tensions. Ayaz Ghul reports.
3 days of talks between senior Indian and Pakistani border security officials are underway in New Delhi. They are discussing ways to de-escalate border tensions, prevent incidents of ceasefire violations, safeguard civilians, stop the infiltration and movement of smugglers, and ensure the safe and early return of villagers who inadvertently cross the border on either side. The two sides are said to have agreed that ceasefire violations by either side will not be retaliated against immediately and that efforts will be made to probe the incident and defuse the situation. They also agreed no action should be taken against inadvertent border crossers. Ayaz Ghul for VOA News, Islamabad.
A new study found people living near large dams in sub-Saharan Africa are at least four times more likely than others to contract malaria. The study published this month in the London-based Malaria Journal mapped locations of nearly 1,270 existing dams and compared their locations with the incidence of malaria to find the heightened risk falls within 5 kilometers of a dam's perimeter, which is the flying range of mosquitoes carrying the parasites that cause the disease. Big upset and a lot of disappointment in the tennis world after American tennis star Serena Williams was upset in semifinals at the U.S. Open in New York, falling just short of making history by becoming a Grand Slam winner, the first in decades. I'm Marty Johnson.
That's the latest world news from VOA.